Hello everyone, so nice to see you again today. I'm sitting in my garden and as you can see, it is wet and raining. But I like being outside. I find being outside, especially when I'm on my laptop, really helps me to focus and relax. I was exploring this the other day and I thought about how when you're quite a sensitive person or empathic person, it's almost like you have this really, really large or very wide energy body, and you're kind of sensing and picking up a lot of information. And in my experience, like, because I relate to this very much, I've been picking up almost too much information, and I can get confused about what I'm thinking, what other people are thinking. I find it very difficult not to start projecting because there is so much information, because I'm picking up on so many things. And in order to kind of counteract this, I thought what I need to do is protect myself, right? So then I added this like layer on top of my already like expanding energetic body and started to like kind of force myself to push it in. Like that's what it felt like I was doing. I was like resisting any social interaction. I was really thinking about what I was saying and what I was doing, and you know, to make sure that I wasn't kind of creating situations for myself where I would take on energy and all of this. And all I was really doing during this period was like adding an extra layer on top. So it was like creating resistance on top of the challenge I was already experiencing, which was this ability to be sensitive and intuitive and pick up on a lot of information and a lot of energy that other people were maybe experiencing or the world was experiencing. So I needed to kind of find a new way, and you know, I'd always had writing and I'd always had poetry, but I needed to find a way where I wasn't dampening my experience of life, but I was also honoring who I was. And the way that I found is working for me right now in my life is to be in nature as much as I can. So every morning I get up and I go for a really, really long walk, sometimes a short walk depending on my body on the day, and I let that be the foundation for my day. Like I let nature be the foundation for my day. And then when I'm working, I like to be outside, because I just find that something about the trees and nature almost holds space for that sensitivity and that an energetic body that maybe is expanding and is experiencing more information in the world. And I think like there's such amazing information to pick up from nature, so like that's really cool. So it almost holds space for that and for you. And I spend, you know, probably most of my day on my own, and most of my day in stillness and not interacting with others, not interacting with my emails or doing things unless something has obviously come up that's really important that I need to do. Until I feel that when I show up to it, I will be intentional and I'll be kind of almost in the right place to receive whatever that's going to bring up for me, whatever that conversation is going to open up for me. And yeah, something I learned the other day through nature actually was that, you know, you don't need to protect yourself from other people's energy. And if you pick up on another person's energy, it's not about deciphering it, whether it's yours or theirs, but it's more about seeing that you're having that experience because it's also something that you need to experience for yourself. So you know, something either you need to experience whatever that lesson is, because maybe potentially that energy is also in you, and at the same time it's sometimes a lesson for us to learn more about our boundaries and learn more about what we let in and into our lives, the way that we show up, the routines, our lifestyles. Like it teaches us so much to experience and feel whatever it is we're feeling without necessarily trying to understand where it's coming from. or trying to suppress our naturally insensitive nature. We just instead finding ways that we can still operate in the world as who we are uniquely. And that takes, yeah, it takes a lot of discovery and a lot of reflection. And I think it's something as well that is always changing with us as we grow. Like I think about who I was even yesterday and it's changed so much, you know, in the way I show up. And something that's massively helped me as well, I've gone on for quite a long time at the beginning of this one, but I just feel like it's super helpful. Something that's really, really helped me is also to understanding the way that my body functions. So not necessarily from an energetic or spiritual perspective, but actually understanding, you know, what's going on in my body biologically and physically. So for example, if you're a woman, you have a menstrual cycle, and the hormones that that are produced in your body or not produced in your body fluctuate throughout that menstrual cycle, throughout that normally 28-day phase cycle. So understanding, you know, how at each phase your hormones are impacting how you feel, how you show up, the way that you experience the world, the things that you feel more able or not able to do. So for example, I'm right now in my luteal phase, which is pre-menstruation, so just before I bleed next week. And you know, this phase for me, I find it quite draining to socialize. I need more time on my own. I also find it draining to be in a lot of self-reflection or self-awareness work, because I can like get a little caught up in things and start trying to fix myself and stuff. This period is more about kind of tying things up that I've started, both you know, in work and my personal life. But it's also about, you know, slowing the body down, beginning to rest, beginning to understand and learn like what's come up for me in this cycle. I find it's also a time I want to be more in nature. I want to do some more slower based activities like, you know, yoga and slow walking. And, you know, if I'm interacting with someone, I like to sit together in silence. So, you know, and then, you know, compared to the phase post my bleed, which is my follicular phase, I love to be more engaged in the world. I am able to spend much longer on the computer and doing things. I'm, you know, very much into like running and strength training at that time. So, you know, understanding these things and my hormones, and then also understanding what's happening in my brain. So having the awareness last year that I experienced ADHD and autism was amazing, because it gave me so much permission to see how a lot of these things that I didn't like about myself, or maybe things that I was trying to fix and trying not to be, were actually just my natural way of operating in the world. And you know, anything that wasn't kind of aligned with that would eventually fall away. But for me, it's just very much about, you know, understanding these things and understanding the influence they have on our physicality, and then seeing how that relates to also your energy and your energetic body. And yeah, that's been a... But anyway, I'll read you the poem that I did write, which I was going to read at the beginning, but now I'm 8 minutes in. But yeah, so I was sitting in the garden the other day, and I was just watching this ladybird on a leaf for like quite a while, and it inspired this poem. So I'll read it to you, and then kind of I'll share what came up for me about it. Ladybird. A silent verse. What is it I deserve? To fill my days up with things to do, or stay true to what I feel inside? Because I can no longer hide behind a mask, this charade can't last, as I listen to the pounding of my heart breaking through the dark. I really like that one. It's just such a sweet and short one. If you listened to last week's video, you'll know that a lot of those ones were very kind of short poems as well. But yeah, what came up for me is, you know, as I was watching this ladybird, and I was just like, really fascinated by it. And there was also this voice in my head like, yeah, what are you doing this for? Like, you're not getting anything out of this. Like, you need to do something, you know? And that voice has always kind of been there for me, and one I very much acted on in the past, but now have kind of learned more to observe. And yeah, and this poem kind of, you know, these lines here, what is it I deserve? To fill my days up with the things to do, or stay true to what I feel inside. And for me, what I feel inside is this ability to like actually know, choose my pace, choose my body, choose my cycles, and choose to listen to that, and trusting that if I do that, I will be taken care of in some kind of way. Because actually, you know, this year has been, I've been exhausted, really exhausted, because I feel like I've been coming more true to who I am, and you know, taking away what I've not. But I've been exhausted because I see the years where I just did whatever I could to fit in to everybody else's face, to the ways we should be in the world, you know, societal expectations and stuff. And you know, this year I've been thinking about what do I deserve, and I just realize I deserve to be me. And I deserve to be everything that me includes. And I deserve that life for myself. And everybody deserves that life for themselves. You know, I think we feel like we can't say that about ourselves because there is a lot of suffering and pain in the world. But when we have choice, when we have the awareness to have choice, claiming that choice and saying that we deserve to live the way that is right for us and that feels good for us, and taking the steps towards that, if you're not there right now, that we can take in each moment, is something that we all deserve, is something that we all get to do, I believe. And you know, I can't comment on people outside of my own experience. I can only share from my experience and trust that these words and my experiences will somehow connect with you for wherever you're at on your journey. But you know, in this poem, I just want it to be a permission slip to myself and to you, whoever's listening, that you know, you deserve to choose you, and you deserve to choose whatever being you means. And if you're not sure, finding out what that is, I spent so many years finding out what the foundation of me was, and I'm still, you know, discovering now. But to have built that foundation for myself and to know all of that challenge that I went through and the courage that I took to do that, to stay true to myself, you know, was enough and was important. And I'm so grateful to myself for doing that. And you know, I want to invite you into that for yourself, invite you into choosing you and what choosing you looks like and what the discovery of choosing you feels like and involves. I hope you enjoyed today's little conversation with me. I really like doing this. It just feels natural and it feels fun. And you know, I don't even know who listens, but that's cool too. But if you have listened, let me know in the comments, you know, what came up for you. And if you're listening on the podcast, you can email me, emma@emmaevelyncampbell.com, or you can leave us a review on Spotify or Apple. It's such a pleasure to share my thoughts and my poems with you. It really does lighten my day and my heart. So thank you for the space to do this. Sending you lots of love. Bye-bye.